protesters expected to converge on the U.S. Supreme Court today as it takes up the issue of abortion rights.
Lengthy delays southbound on 270 in Rockville after a state trooper is hospitalized after being struck.
Why new names are coming to a pair of busy roads in Fairfax County. I'm John Doman.
7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Legal abortions in America will be on the line when the Supreme Court hears arguments today over Mississippi's law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Correspondent Steve Dorsey is in Washington.
If the Mississippi law is allowed to stand, it could open the door to similar restrictions in other states with an outsized impact on minorities and the poor, according to Elizabeth Nash with the pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute.
Any kind of restriction, including a 15-week abortion ban, would fall much harder on those who have been systemically oppressed versus those that have resources.
Anti-abortion advocates like former Vice President Mike Pence hope the conservative court goes farther.
We may well be on the verge of an era when the Supreme Court sends Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history.
Hundreds of people in Oxford Township, Michigan, came together last night for a vigil after three teenagers were shot to death at school.
And you students, this community stands with you. They're here for you. Families, they're here for you.
Police say the 15-year-old suspect is not cooperating. They have not released a motive. Under Sheriff Mike McCabe.
We don't know if they were targeted. We will get to the bottom of that as we get further into this investigation.
Police say the shooter used a gun his father purchased on Black Friday. The Biden administration plans to tighten travel restrictions in response to the new Omicron variant. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
This winter COVID strategy, to be officially unveiled Thursday, requires everyone entering the country to be tested one day before boarding flights, regardless of their vaccination status or country of departure.
So far, the variant has not been documented in the U.S. A COVID treatment pill could be available within weeks. An FDA advisory panel has endorsed Merck's molnupiravir. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
If they're mildly symptomatic, they could take this pill right at the beginning of symptoms. You can have a drop in the hospitalization and serious illness rate. It's not dramatic, but it certainly is a benefit.
A woman who says she was sexually abused by Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein took the stand at Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in New York.
Jane said Epstein and sometimes Maxwell abused her for years. Describing the abuse in graphic detail on Tuesday, while Maxwell sat just a few feet away at the defense table.
An NBA superstar is in COVID protocols. Lakers' LeBron James missed last night's game against the Kings. He could miss several more because of the team's COVID rules. He is fully vaccinated. The team hasn't said whether he actually tested positive. S&P futures are up 57. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
7:03 Wednesday morning, the first day of December. Sunny this morning, cloudy later, highs today in the low to mid 50s. Good morning. I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, several protests are expected in downtown D.C. today as the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case that challenges abortion rights. That case comes from Mississippi, where a law would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The justices are also weighing disputes over a Texas law that bans abortions at roughly 6 weeks. We're expecting protests from abortion rights supporters and opponents. Stay here with WTOP. We'll have reporters John Aaron and Alejandro Alvarez downtown covering the events today.
New this morning, a Maryland state trooper is in the hospital after being struck this morning on I-270. It happened about 6:15 on the southbound side just before West Montgomery Avenue. That's Route 28. The trooper was on a traffic stop when he was struck. A spokesperson with the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says the trooper was taken to a hospital with injuries but is expected to be okay. Right now, the two left lanes are still closed. Stay with WTOP for updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
In Virginia, Fairfax County is moving forward with a plan to rename highways after Confederate generals.
Tens of thousands of the more than 1.1 million Fairfax County residents weighed in, and a slight majority said the county should keep the name of Lee Highway and Lee Jackson Memorial Highway as is. Some on the county's task force also agreed.
I think it is fundamentally dishonest of us to ignore or overlook that feeling.
It is wrong to erase history.
But more did not.
It's a cop-out. It is not erasing history.
The names of Confederate generals who fought to keep 4 million people in bondage does not deserve honoring.
The votes were overwhelmingly in favor of changing those names. Later this month, the task force will come up with new names for the county to consider. John Doman, WTOP News.
Two incumbent Democrats are still trailing their Republican challengers in close races in Virginia's House of Delegates. One of those races is now going to a recount tomorrow. It's the 85th district race between Republican Karen Greenhalgh and Democrat Delegate Alex Askew. The second recount's expected to take place next week. Republicans won at least 50 seats in the 100-seat chamber in the November 2nd election, and they've said they expect to hold on to their leads. If the recounts change the outcome of both races, the House would be split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans.
As the Maryland General Assembly prepares to meet next week, House Republican leaders are hoping they'll keep some of the COVID-19 procedures that are now in place.
Republican leaders Jason Buckle and Christopher Adams want the House to continue to allow remote live stream testimony to committees and that committee voting sessions be live streamed with a 2-day notice. They also want to keep 24-hour notices on bills that are coming to the floor for second and third readings before the final vote. The Republicans say these COVID protocols have brought new transparency and openness to the legislative process. The General Assembly will hold a special session next week to consider new congressional districts. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Should kids continue to wear masks in schools? The Maryland State Board of Education will hold a virtual meeting this afternoon to determine the next steps regarding mask regulations. The public has already had its say, and the board will review that testimony along with written comments before making any decision. The current emergency regulation will expire February 25th. You can find a link to today's virtual meeting that begins at 1 o'clock on WTOP.com.
Still to come, Maryland works to close the gap on a shortage of nurses at 7:07.
Back and neck pain or discomfort can disrupt how you work, sleep, and play. Why live with it another day? At Inova Spine, the most complete back and neck care team in Northern Virginia, our world-class experts identify the source of pain, tingling, or numbness. Then we map a treatment plan that's right for you, from prevention to rehabilitation and pain management to advanced surgical technologies. Don't give pain another day. Contact us now at inova.org/spinepain.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Kevin Brooks, the principal digital strategist for DOD and U.S. intelligence community at ServiceNow, says there are tools to help